This is Reverend Anu Dudley for Esoterica, a short feature that explores the realm beyond the five senses. The drum stalk. The task was to make our way through the woods by following the sound of the drum, arriving finally at the side of the drummer. Easy enough, you might say, except that stalking the drum was done at night, blindfolded, moving through thick and unfamiliar woods. The drum stalk is one of many exercises in the 5-day Native Awareness class at the Maine Primitive Skills School in Augusta. Native awareness is that sixth sense or intuition that we all have, and we can access our native awareness when we turn off our minds and reach into our inner knowing. For most of my life, I, like many people in Western society, have relied on my mind, my intellect, to navigate my world. I had come to the Maine Primitive Skills School to develop my latent intuition and strengthen my ability to experience my world through my heart, where previously I had known my world largely through my mind. So I was rather dreading the drum stalk. My mind is used to being in charge, and it was objecting to being blindfolded and encased in darkness and told, in effect, to take the night off. What was I without my great mind? I could feel my anxiety mounting as the sun set and the stars began to come out. With barely enough light to see where we were going, we were led into the woods, following a path that took us farther and farther away from the safety of the classroom and the comfort of electric lights. We positioned ourselves along the forest path, about 20 feet from each other, and turned to face the woods. Then we put on our blindfolds and waited for the drum. I don't know how long we waited. My mind was kept very busy with my anxieties. What if I didn't do it right? What was the right way to do it? What if I couldn't do it at all? What if I ended up in the marsh? What if I fell? What if I was out all night? What if they had to come and find me? What if I never came back? My mind fretted and fussed at me. What are you, crazy? You need me to get you through this. What are you without me, your great intellect? This will never work. We were warned about how our minds would try and scare us, and when it happened, we were told to take a deep breath, breath to heart, let the anxiety flow into the earth, and keep moving forward. I confess that in spite of this, I slipped my headlamp into my jacket pocket to try and calm my mind. Look, if we mess up, we've got a flashlight, okay? The drum began to sound. A big, deep-voiced drum that beat every 10 to 15 seconds or so. At least that's what I calculated afterwards. But actually, I have no idea what the pace of the drum beat was. It could have been every 30 seconds, once a minute, or every 5 minutes. I really don't know. Time, as my mind understood it, had stopped, and there was only the drum. I waited through a couple of drum beats. Then, taking a deep breath and letting it go, I took my first step in the direction of the drum, and then another, and another, my feet feeling along the ground, my hands feeling the space in front of me. And then, behind my blindfold, behind my closed eyes, there appeared before me a path, like a glossy black iridescent ribbon curving out in the direction of the drum. I felt my anxiety flow out of me, and I began following this ribbon of darkness. And then something else happened. I began to feel as though I were permeable. There was no separation between me and the fir thickets, the white pine saplings, the hardwoods, the leaf duff, the rocks I was moving through. It began to feel as though everything I moved past was really just an internal sensation, a deeply joyous experience. And then, quite suddenly, it seemed, I was at the side of the drummer. I removed my blindfold reluctantly, not wanting to leave that place of darkness where I was completely merged with everything. I saw, to my astonishment, that I was the first to arrive. I closed my eyes again, listening for the rest of the class to arrive. Slowly, one by one, they emerged from the woods nearly silent ghostly shapes being pulled by the drum. Later, we each had different stories to share about how we found our way to the drum. One saw openings between trees and moved through them. Another felt a hand on his shoulder and followed a figure through the woods to the drum. The thing was, everyone recounted a story of tapping into their intuition, not their logical minds, and in this way followed their paths through the woods to the clearing where the drummer beat to the rhythm of the heart. Isn't it wonderful to know we all have this ability to navigate our world using sacred knowing? Blessed be. Thanks for listening. This is Reverend Anu Dudley for Esoterica.